Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnehei 9:5, a highly unusual case also involving a person essentially being killed, but only passively, as we'll see in a moment. It's a case of Mishalaka Vishana, a person who did an Avera, for which the penalty is specifically Kares. We're not talking about a penalty that would have a death penalty, but one who has at least Kares. So those Lavan are very serious. If one did an accident, Bishogeg, he would bring a Chatas. This person did it on purpose, and he actually had the witnesses who warned him not to do it, and he did it anyway, so he gets the punishment of Malkus. Now, because it carries with the penalty of Kares, which means essentially premature death, and the word Kares means we like to be severed. He's sort of severed from Olam Haba, and this person essentially therefore sort of forfeited his right to live. But the Torah gives him essentially a chance to do tshuva, but this person didn't do tshuva. In fact, he did the exact same crime a second time. He was convicted, he got lashes a second time, and then he even went and did it a third time with warning, witnesses, and just ignoring the consequences of what he's doing. So we're not talking about a person who did, say, two different averas, like he ate Yom Kippur once and he ate chalev another time. No, no. This person ate chalev, he had warning, he did it anyways, he got lashes again, a second time he got warning, he got lashes, and now a third time he did it. So now, since he has already essentially forfeited his right to live with the Karas penalty way back when, he doesn't get a third chance. Instead, based in Machnis Noso L'Chipa, the Beis Din puts him in this Kippa thing, like again, like in a basically very tight enclosed space, like a super tight prison. And they basically, they don't kill him, but they essentially let him die past, or let him kill himself, if you will, because Machilin Oso Soren, they feed him barley, which after he's very hungry and he eats it, essentially makes his stomach burst. Achakreso misbakat, and so his belly bursts, and he dies from that. Similarly, if you have hahoreg nefesh lo be'edim, if a person does a crime, and this is specifically the crime of murder, so unlike other cases where there's a death penalty where we basically look for any technicality to let the person off, if we have a situation where no person is a murderer, and there's some technicality why the witnesses, you know, can't bring him to conviction, let's say, for example, the witnesses didn't agree about one small irrelevant point, meaning that the Beis Din knows for certain this person is a murderer. It's just they can't convict him for a technicality. So then for the crime of murder, since, as the Rambam explains, murder is like the most terrible, pernicious, damaging antisocial activity there is. It undermines the fabric of society, unlike other kinds of crimes. So although other types of crimes, a technicality would allow a person to get off, if a person is known to be a murderer, and we have a technicality, which means we can't execute him. We don't execute him, but we let him die. How do we do that? Machnis naso l'kipa, we put him back into the kipa, that like a very, again, tight kind of like jail cell type thing. Umachli naso lechem tsaru mayim lachatz, we give him like very little food to eat, little bread, little water, until he's very hungry, and then we let him eat this, again, like the first part of the Mishnah, to eat this barley bread, which essentially makes him bloat and die from like his stomach kind of bursting. So it's a horrible way to die. And the point is he the Beis Din doesn't kill him directly, he basically does it to himself, and they just sort of facilitate him to die sooner, but they don't execute him directly.